Blair Horner, executive director of the New York Public Interest Research Group, what's your reaction to this overturning of the Silver conviction?
Well, the court ruled on a narrow technical issue of whether or not the jury was instructed properly under the law. And the court cites the case in Virginia, where it was a case brought against the Virginia governor, which happened after the Silver conviction. So the court does not criticize the decision of the court to interpret the law the way they did. They just said the law has changed. So Silver clearly is off the hook based on a legal technicality. The court was pretty clear in its opinion that they thought there was sufficient evidence for him for the fact that the government concluded he violated the law, but they thought that the jury needed clearer instructions on whether or not on what it was that they were looking for. What was an official act? What is an official act under the law was the issue at question. So for Silver, good news. He's off the hook. In terms of what happens in Albany, I think it's unclear. I mean, the governor and the legislature had already started kicking the can when it came to corruption-fighting measures and hadn't done much. So this may just add more impetus to them to sort of sleepwalk past these mounting scandals. Silver's good news may mean bad news for more corruption-fighting measures in Albany.
To your mind, what does this mean potentially for the Skelos and Skelos' son case?
Well, again, you know, it's of course always hard to know for sure what the courts are going to rule. I mean, there are marked differences in the cases. In Silver's case, there was a lot of it's sort of a complicated case to make that he was using his official office to benefit a particular doctor and real estate partners. In the Silver case, they rely more on wiretaps and the actual language itself. I don't know if since the Skelos case occurred around the same time as Silver, my guess is that the instructions to the jury were similar to Silver's, and so the outcome may be the same. But it may not. Again, in this particular case, the court was making the argument that the impact of the instructions would not have been harmless, even though they got it wrong. It was not harmless to what could have happened in the case. They could conclude otherwise. They could conclude that the evidence is so overwhelming in the Skelos case, like in other cases that have occurred since the Virginia decision. There are other lawmakers that have been convicted for theft of honest services and are going to jail. In the case of Skelos, they could rule like they did in Silver, or they may say that the evidence is so compelling that the difference in the instructions to the jury would not have made any difference. We'll see.
Big picture, let's go back to something you were talking about a second ago. The legislature's left for the year, we think, without really doing anything on ethics reform, which is sort of a similar story year over year. Preparara, who had been seen by many people as the champion for ethics reforms by bringing these cases, is out of a job. Where does the effort on ethics reform stand today? Is this a big blow to stuff you've been working on?
Well, in some ways it's similar to the Bruno case, right? I mean, in both cases, powerful men were toppled from office due to these indictments and ultimately convictions, even though the convictions were overturned. So the message to the lawmakers is, you know, be careful what you do. I don't think that's changed. The effort by the governor and the legislative leaders to do anything about it hasn't changed either. They're not interested in doing anything meaningful. But the fundamental problems, there's still two fundamental problems. One is elected officials using their public office for private gain. That has to be dealt with, or there will continue to be these kinds of problems. And secondly, the state needs to have independent enforcement of its own laws. Clearly, it's going to be much more difficult for federal prosecutors to bring these kind of actions in the future. The state has a responsibility, and it's not been doing it. So until those two issues are fixed, using your public office for private gain and having independent enforcement oversight, New Yorkers will continue to see this sort of long list and sadly growing list of elected officials facing time in the pokey.
Blair Horner is executive director of the New York Public Interest Research Group. Blair, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.